Hi, good evening. My name's Andrew. I'm a recovering drug addict. Thank you for taking me in. Thank you for everyone that does service here and setting this up. And where do I start? I'm a recovering drug addict. It's hard to explain in such a short time, but I'm thanks to this program, thanks to NA, thanks to the tools. I'm over 6 years clean, and it was on Halloween 2015. That was my first day clean, and I got into recovery nine years ago, and it took me about 3 years. I didn't know what I think what I wanted in the first 3 years was I wanted to get in, sort it, and get out. And I didn't want to stay here. Sorry, but that was the truth of it. My head wasn't programmed like that. It was like, work it out and then just get on with my life. And what's kind of happened is it's become my life, and my life's more beautiful than it's ever been. It's not easy. It's life. It's life on life's terms. So I get the challenges all the time of life. But I've got tools and I've got coping mechanisms. I've got good people around me who understand the way that I think, which is extreme and relentless. And I can now cope with life, basically, a day at a time. A day at a time, I can cope with life. So if you're new to the fellowship, the suggestions, the ones that help me most is sponsor a few people that you can talk to, have a laugh with, regular meetings, and actually crack on with the work. And and now I'm just gonna talk. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm a recovering drug addict. I have a mad head some days. And some days I don't even know I'm an addict, because I just kind of wake up and go to work and get to a meeting and go home and go to sleep, and everything's in order and I'm nice to people and people are nice to me. And and then other days I really know I'm a fucking... Sorry. I apologize. I really know I'm an addict, which is basically a day when I wake up and... I go to do something and my head just tells me I'm doing it wrong. So I don't take drugs, I don't take any substance, but where my disease lies today is in my mind. So if I'm not practicing the principle, if I'm not praying and meditating and right-sizing my thoughts, I get carried away, I get a thought and I start running with it and I lose perspective, and it becomes so big that it just rules my actions, and it tells, my head starts telling me what to do. And normally it's negative. Normally the thought process that I have is, you don't like me. What do I need to do to make you like me? I'm not enough. It's just all of these. Basically, when I was a kid, my parents did the best they could. I love them to bits. They didn't have a book, and they loved me and they did the best they could, but I'm a really sensitive kid. And I was a really sensitive kid, and I learned coping mechanisms. The first time I took drugs, I got a sense of relief. And then I kind of ran away from my family and ran into a load of people who were just taking drugs like I was taking drugs. And I would find people around who would take drugs the way I would take drugs. And slowly but surely, my coping mechanisms and my thought patterns were just... they didn't run along my moral code. So I would do things that were against my moral code to get drugs, like, and then I would find myself in shame and feel guilt, and then I'd take drugs to push that down. And then I would, and then I would wake up somewhere and I didn't like where I was, and I'd take drugs. I don't know, I was reliably unreliable. I was unmanageable. I would, just a few examples. So like I locked myself, I broke up with this girl a lot of my story is getting in relationships, breaking up with girls and using. That's like a lot of what happened. And I broke up with this girl. I locked myself in a flat for about 2 weeks and just took drugs nonstop until my heart stopped. And got rushed to the hospital. My mum arrived, kind of my heart stopped beating in front of her. And then 7 days in hospital, my mum came to pick me up back in my mum's house, and I phoned my drug dealer to throw drugs up to the window and carried on using, and got a girl to come, the same girl to come over to the house. And and it was just like, it was just constant. It got like, to be really honest with you, my drug use was boring. It was like, I knew what was gonna happen. I used to sit there with the drugs on the table and pray to God, please don't let me go into psychosis. Please don't let me go into psychosis. Please don't let me go into psychosis. And then I'll do it anyway. Because I didn't know that the drugs were set. I just didn't know. I didn't know. I was an addict and I didn't know. And when I got to the fellowship, I started listening and kind of just gradually learned that, like, there's other people that suffer with what I suffer with, and I needed to listen to them, actually, because I can be quite hard-headed and thick-skinned. And yeah, I used to, I don't know, I've like gone out and got home and then woken up and my tooth is missing from my mouth, and me and my brother would laugh about it. And but it was like, I just didn't know what was happening. I just, like, anything could happen. I didn't know what was happening. I was all over the place. And by the time I got to 29, I started feeling like other people, I know my time's short, but other people were like living life, and I just didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to get into a relationship and keep it. I didn't know how to get a job and keep it without telling the manager to. I didn't know how to live, basically. I felt resentful about paying bills. I think my head was just like, well, I should just live. Like, sorry, I shouldn't have to pay my way. I didn't want to pay tax. I just didn't want to take part. And what's happened in getting into recovery is that from the love of the fellowship and the people that I've met and the compassion that's been shown to me, I've kind of learned a lot of self-acceptance. And and I'm still working on it. I'm far from recovered. Far from recovered. I'm still recovering. But I'm a lot better than what I was. I'm a lot, lot better. I've been showered with gifts in recovery. I love our fellowship. I've kind of traveled and got to tap into our fellowship all over the world. I don't know. I think I broke away from what I was saying. Basically, this, where I am today, is what happens to me is, on a bad day, my head will just, whatever I do, it's the wrong thing. And that's the way that's my addiction. It's like, I'll go to break up with the girl and my head will tell me, break up with her, break up with her, break up with her, break up with her. And I break up with her and it's like, why'd you break up with her? She was the best thing ever. And I'm like, oh, cool, I go back to her. And then my head's like, why'd you go back to her? So basically it's like, I can't win by myself. No matter what I do, I can't win. The way that I found out of that, that's what I call my addiction. Because what I found out about is that when I speak to my friend, don't know if I should say this, the last relationship I was in, I told my sponsor, I'm gonna go and get into this relationship. He said, don't do it. I did it anyway. And it was difficult. But that's the thing with me. It's like, some things I just have to learn by myself. And the beautiful thing is he's still my sponsor and he loved me all the way through it. And we're still going through the work. And that's what I love about this fellowship. I'm really rebellious by nature. So if you tell me what to, you can suggest it. But if you tell me what to do, you're probably sending me in the direction of doing it. What else do I want to share? I wake up in my own flat every day. I pay my tax, I turn up for people. I can be loving. And my mum told me she doesn't worry about me anymore. And yeah, it's the gifts that have been given to me, acknowledged. The gifts that have been given to me in recovery, as well as the fact that I'm not spending any money that I made on drugs, is the fact that I've been able to travel. I've been able to do nice things for myself and learn self-love, basically. I've been learning how to love myself because I didn't even know what self-love was before. I just didn't know what it was. And I started learning a meeting at a time. Every time I got into a meeting, I sat there for an hour and I didn't use drugs and I didn't try and use someone else to fix what I was feeling. I was like starting to show myself love. And every time I sit with my sponsee and I go through work with him, I'm taking part, but also that's loving to myself. He's reminding me of where I come from, and he's helping me. And my sponsor helps me, and we all help each other here. That's what I love. You're my eyes and ears. Because me by myself. And I think for me, that was the first 3 years, that was that I was so angry. I was so, so angry when I actually realized I couldn't do this by myself, because I just wanted to be able to do it by myself. And that's a funny thing, because now I love so many people around me. But yeah, it's the longevity, isn't it? I think it's like, it's something in longevity where it's just like staying consistent, being reliable. Commitments. It's just basically I've got things in my life now that I don't want to let go of, so I don't want to use. For the first year, it was really difficult because it just felt like I was in no man's land and I was just floating around, and it was like my head used to say, what, just meetings, is that it? But after a little while, you start getting things that you love and you start having relationships that you love, and I don't use today because I don't want to lose them. I don't want to lose anymore. And when I used, I just lost everything all the time, over and over again. A part of me wants to like crack a joke and make you laugh. A part of me wants to like, I don't know, but all I know is that on my own strength, I could not stop using drugs, and I would mix and match them. I would use different drugs at different times so I could convince myself I wasn't an addict and I could go to work. It was like this. I'll finish on this. My time's nearly up. Basically, I think what it is for me is that certain parts of me had grown up and other parts of me hadn't. I was emotionally really immature. And so I would be at work and I would be doing things that looked like a grown up, but someone would say something and I would act like the 8-year-old version of myself, which is, I'm very aware I'm not allowed to swear. So I'm just like, my reactions would be very, very childish, but I would be in grown up situations. And it just used to ruin everything. I would just ruin opportunity after opportunity, and that some of this is clean as well. And what has happened is the more that I've done step work, got really honest, painfully, because I don't like being, I like to put on a facade, but actually getting really, really honest with someone in a safe space, the more I've been able to grow and not make those decisions, and the more meetings I do and the more meditation I do, the more gap I get between the reaction and the response. It's like, if I can, my natural default is just to react to you. Whatever happens, just react. It's like, and now my battle is in not reacting, responding, but also standing up for myself. And also like, it's like I learn here, I'm not a doormat. Like I learn here that I'm worth being loved, like all of you are, you know? And I don't want to destroy myself. Like, it was so self-destructive. When I look back on my using now, I realized how much low self-esteem and how much I hated myself. And I just didn't want to, and And after doing a lot of this, it's like, I can actually say that I love myself. Like, I do. I love myself enough not to take drugs today. I love myself enough to get to a meeting. And I don't know what's in front of me. I kind of don't know even what's behind me. I've been so baffled the whole time. But I'm here, I'm clean. I feel like I'm being held. I help where I can help. And it's the one place that I don't really feel judged either. Yes, even if you guys do judge me, you don't say it, so it's all right. And yeah, that's cool. So yeah, I'm really, really grateful to be clean. It's all thanks to NA and the beautiful people I've met on the journey. So I'm going to leave it there. Thank you.